Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Wieland. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Wieland. And now, play ball. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to second. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Rice chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Hale. Hale fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Hale. Cook moves all the way to home. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Morgan moves to third. 2 outs. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wieland, and towards Bishop, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Vosmick moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. 2 outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wieland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. Walters hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wieland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker bunts towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland is 0-for-1 in the game. Wieland hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bishop bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber strikes out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Morgan bunts towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Cook moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cook scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-2 in the game. Walters hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wieland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Holland pinch hits for Oral Hildebrand. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland strikes out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wieland juggles the ball. That's an error on Wieland. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wieland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-3 in the game. Walters hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Com bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to second. One out. Roy Spencer pinch hits for Clint Brown. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Pitlock scores. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Rice reaches second base with a double. Spencer moves to third. Glenn Myatt pinch runs for Roy Spencer. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive to right field. Cook throws towards first. Morgan fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Morgan. Myatt scores. Rice scores. Knickerbocker moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Averill hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. Vosmick goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Joe Judge pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Werber moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-4 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.